When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Fatalistical and smile, breath the optimistical, and don't worry when the skies are grey, cause things are absolutely, absolutely a-okay. Give us a smile, love, and you'll be stepping out.
Ah, hello, Parker. Joining us for breakfast?
Morning, Jenkins. Here, kitchen gave me Winnie's bucket.
Ooh, did you hear that, Winnie? Let's see. What's on the menu today? Ooh, yummy. Liver? Kidneys? Ooh, is that a heart? Give me your heart, love. Smile and we will never be apart, love. I'll be yours forever if you don't worry when the skies are grey, cause things are absolutely, positively a-okay. Ah, wonderful. Just chuck it in the pen, Parker. And throw it high. She likes a challenge.
Jenkins, I don't think I've got the stomach for this today.
Oh, don't be silly. You eat meat, don't you?
Yeah, but...
Well, what's the difference? Besides, she loves it when you feed her. Listen, she's purring.
Yeah. All right. Here, catch. Jenkins. I can't breathe.
Parker?
I can't breathe, Jenkins.
Parker, it's all right. Don't worry. Just listen to my voice. You hear me? Head between your knees. There you go. You're all right, boy. That's it. That's it.
I'm sorry, Jenkins.
No, no. No apologies necessary, my boy. And no shame in it either. Do you hear? I saw this all the time during the war. This has been hard for you, hasn't it? You'd known Nick all your life.
I barely slept since he died. And having to lie to his sister.
I know, I know.
Just keep seeing him, Jenkins. I keep seeing his eyes. And Winnie crouched over him.
Yes. Maybe it is too soon for you to be feeding her. I thought, straight back on the horse, that's the ticket. Maybe not.
I just keep thinking, Jenkins, whoever killed Nick might have killed me dad and all.
No, don't say that, Parker.
And now whoever did it, he's back.
Come on, we don't
know. And none of us have the foggiest why he's doing it or how or anything. And you know what else that means.
Don't, Parker.
We got the wrong man. Jenkins, we killed the wrong man.
You all right, JJ? Where are you off to?
Just the payphone.
Do you want to hang later?
Yeah, sure, whatever. Oh, Kelly! Hey, is Sonia okay?
Oh, yeah. Doing cartwheels around the ward, I expect.
She's still in the hospital. Oh, no. Is she badly hurt?
Nah, she's fab. She only fell 2 stories onto a hard pavement.
Well, she was in the boo-boo suit, though. That must have cushioned her.
Yeah, barely noticed it, I bet.
Is sarcasm your first language, or do you speak anything else?
Oh, wow. Great question. Guess I need to go reevaluate my whole life. Thanks.
Such a bitch. Excuse me, are you going to use the payphone?
I'm waiting for a call.
Oh, like now, or...?
Look, my mum's calling at 8.
Well, it's not 8 yet.
It is.
Well, not according to my watch. A couple of minutes left, so I might just squeeze in front, if that's okay.
But my mum! It's my birthday!
Oh, thanks. I won't be too long, promise.
But...
Oh, come on, come on! Pick up the phone.
Hello! Janet Thurston speaking. Harvey!
Auntie Janet! Oh, it's so good to hear your voice.
Naughty boy, I'm trying to record a message. Janet Thurston speaking. I can't answer the phone right now.
Oh.
I'm either too hungover to move, or Harvey and I are drinking martinis on the Italian Riviera. Molto brillo! Leave a message and I might get back to you, but don't hold your breath. Bye!
Hi, it's JJ. Oh, I hate leaving messages. So, Janet, has Harvey lost his collar? I know it's a weird question, but also, have you been here recently? Look, can you just call me back when you get this? It's a payphone, but someone will come and get me when you ring. Okay, so the number is... one sec. What's the phone number?
It's on the wall.
Oh, yeah, cool. So the number is 01... Hello? Is this still recording? Hello? Oh.
Excuse me? You can't ring someone else. My mum...
Sorry, I won't be long. It's an emergency.
But...
01220-5624...
Hi, mum. It's Kate.
Kate? Oh. How are you?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Fine.
Good. That's good.
Is Betty all right?
Yeah, she's fine, I think.
Doesn't sound like a bloody emergency.
Oh, thank God, I thought something must have happened.
Well, why would you think that?
Why else would you ring?
See how you are?
Oh. I'm fine.
And also...
thought so. What is it?
I haven't heard from Auntie Janet since I got here.
So?
She said she'd write to me.
Oh, you know she's not reliable. She's probably on the continent somewhere, drunk as a lord.
Yeah, that's what her answer machine said.
Well then.
But if you do see Auntie Janet...
Why would I?
Can you tell her... I know it sounds crazy, but tell her that I have Harvey's dog tag?
Did Betty give it to you?
Betty? Why would she... What do you mean?
Oh, she already told me about this, Kate, weeks ago. She said some boy found Harvey's collar next to a spaceship roller coaster.
Betty had it? Did she give it to Sonia then? Mum, when exactly did Betty tell you this?
Oh, I don't know. She'd only just left for the park. You were still at home.
That was 2 weeks ago! Why didn't I know about this?
You were convalescing. Forgotten already, then? Too busy having fun while the rest of us are left behind to pick up the pieces.
Mum, can we not? I'm sorry. I said I'm sorry. Mum, when you say that Betty had Harvey's collar, do you mean...
Oh, I don't know, do I? Go talk to Betty.
She won't... She's avoiding me.
For crying out loud, Kate, I won't be dragged into more of your drama.
It's not new drama, Mum. She's angry at me because of Graham.
Good. So are we. Everyone's still talking about it. Did you know that? I was in Sainsbury's this morning and the till girl gave me a look. There she is, the mother of that girl. That's what she was thinking. Your father and I haven't been invited to a single dinner party for 3 months now.
Mum, please. I know it's been hard for you. I'm sorry.
All right. All right.
Can we change the subject? Mum, there's something weird about this park, and I'm just trying to figure out why Janet was here at Mockery Manor.
Oh, because she knows Margot Mockery, of course.
What do you mean, she knows Margot Mockery? God, I hate this music! Ugh. You can stick your waltz right up your arse! Where is that Scourer? God, this is on thick. Oh, shit, it's scratching the paint off. Oh, hate this place.
All right, Betty. You missed dinner. I brought you a cheese roll. Here, cat.
Don't! Oh, I can't eat this.
Why not?
I've touched it with my hands. Oh, don't make me say it.
What's the matter?
Look at this tub. The sick is baked on, and I'm having to scrub it off. Look, there's a kind of dust that comes off it, and it's everywhere. I'm inhaling it.
That's rank. You should have cleaned it when it was fresh.
Yeah, I did actually try to do that, but it doesn't sodding bloody work, does it?
Why not?
Picture the scene. You're a child, and you've just eaten your body weight in crap. And now you're rotating round and round in a tub. And that tub loops round a track. Round and round and round. And the inevitable happens. You're chunned with a great and terrible force.
I don't think I want to hear this.
Resulting in a rather complicated spray effect. Like a spirograph made of bile and crisps. So one tends to miss bits when one is trying to clean between the rides.
I made a spirograph once, with string.
Good for you.
How long's this going to take?
Less time if you help.
No thanks. You've been on waltzer duty for ages now. Where are they putting you next?
Roswell. Counter service at the UFO diner.
From tomorrow?
I wish. End of next week. Why are you laughing?
Did you kill Davina's dog or something?
What do you mean?
You must have really pissed her off.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Davina. Smokes a pipe. Purple wince. Very handsy.
No?
She does the rotors. And normally she makes sure no one's on the Exorcist for more than a day at a time.
What?
It's like an unofficial rule because it's so disgusting.
Then why the hell am I stuck here for 2 weeks?
You shouldn't have upset Davina.
I don't know Davina!
Right, no need to shout. Maybe upset someone higher up then. Ask Davina, she'll know.
I bloody will. God, this is so unfair.
I'll tell you what you need.
What?
A nice, relaxing game of dodgeball.
Luke, please leave.
Huh?
Just go ahead without me. I'll see you later.
Okay. Later, alligator.
Yep.
Go on, you have to say it.
I'm not 5.
It makes me anxious if you don't say it.
Oh. In a while, crocodile. Awful. Awful place. Miserable, horrible ride. I just wanted to go into railing. I just wanted to ride a scooter across Italy and have an affair with a European. But no, I had to come here because Mum's or Auntie Janet got you a job.
Hello, Betty.
Oh, Mr. Norton, you scared me.
What can I say? I'm light on my feet for a man of my size. You should see me dance.
Oh, yes.
Let me help you with that mop bucket.
Oh, no, there's no need.
No, allow me. Goes in here, does it?
Yes. Thank you.
You're very welcome, my dear.
Sir, is Sonia going to be all right?
Hmm?
The girl who fell off the float?
Oh, yes. The hospital says she's perfectly fine.
Oh, well, that's good.
Except for the broken arm.
Oh, no.
And concussion.
Oh. Poor Sonia.
Yes, yes. I hope it didn't rattle you, my dear.
No, no, I'm perfectly fine. Did you want something, Mr. Norton?
I want many things, Betty. Justice, truth, beauty.
I meant right now. Or can I go?
A quick quality check first, my dear. Yes. Yes. Yes, I see. Yes, it all looks in order. And you, Betty, how are you enjoying the mockery experience?
Well...
Oh, dear, that's not a happy face.
Mr. Norton, can you tell me why I'm on the debutante's waltz for longer than anyone else?
You know why, Betty.
Did I upset Doreen?
Who?
Doreen. Is that her name? She smokes and...
That doesn't narrow it down much.
She does the rotors.
Oh, Davina.
Davina, yes, that's it.
What has Davina got to do with anything? What was that?
It was probably just a cat, sir.
Shh! Listen. Did you hear...
Hear what? You're freaking me out, sir. Oh, my God. What is that?
It's just the park settling. It's a living creature, Betty. It has a heart and lungs and a memory.
Sir?
And we're the white blood cells, making sure everything's tickety-boo. All right, that's enough for one night.
I can go?
Yes. Go on.
Good night, sir.
Good night, my dear.
Oh, my God. Ooh.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Janet adored Margot. It was during the Blitz.
Oh, I'd no idea.
Because you couldn't care less. Your generation. Your father fought at Dunkirk, you know, and whenever he mentions it, you and Betty just roll your eyes like it's nothing, like it's old news.
That's Betty, it's not me. I like history.
It's not history, it's our lives. And you've both made it very clear you're not interested.
I am interested. It's just hard to talk to Dad and... I didn't think you could remember the war.
Well, I can't. Except for a handful of images from that night. Margot emerging from the smoke, Mother rolling her in a curtain, trying to put the flames out.
Did Grandma save Margot Mockery? How? Why was she even there?
You know your grandmother was in service.
Yeah.
But she had no choice, did she? The war made her a widow. Single mother of three in the 40s, things weren't like they are now, Kate. There was no one to catch you if you fell. She heard the manor needed a head cook.
The manor?
Took the job to keep a roof over our heads.
Granny works here. Oh, wow.
Ugh, don't say wow.
Well, that means that you lived in Mockery Manor.
Before it burned down, yes.
What's going on here, then?
She's hogging the phone, that's what...
I don't see why this is such a surprise. You knew Grandma was in service. That there was a fire and I lost a sister.
Auntie Kate, who I'm named after.
Yes. Which is why it's so hurtful that you'd change it.
Auntie Kate died at Mockery Manor. Why didn't you tell me?
Don't raise your voice.
When Auntie Janet got us jobs here, we just thought that it was... We just thought she'd seen an advert. Why didn't she tell us that there was a family connection? And why didn't you tell us?
Because, Kate, at the time we were all rather distracted by your shenanigans.
Shenanigans? We can't even say what it was. Well, you know what? I'll say it.
Don't you dare.
Affair. Abortion. There.
Oh, really?
Maybe now we can talk about it. We never talk about anything.
Talk? You want to talk? It was hard enough to look at you.
I know it was.
Janet got you those jobs to get you out of my sight.
You can't hurt me with that, Mum, because I already knew. But let's not pretend you talked to me before. This is how you've always punished me, with silence and distance. You sent Betty away just because she had the guts to answer back. And when I tried to tell you the first time that Graham kissed me, you didn't speak to me for weeks.
I don't have to listen to this.
Mum, please, can we just talk about this, please?
Goodbye, Kate. Don't call me again unless you want to apologise.
Crikey. You finished now?
Shut up, Walter.
Are you all right, JJ?
What are you doing?
He's phoning someone else. What does it look like?
You've got to be kidding me.
Hello, Susan Wainscote speaking.
Hello. May I speak to Mr. Wainscote, please?
Why is she putting on that voice?
Can I ask who's calling?
It's... Mrs. Margot Mockery?
She's making prank calls. This is outrageous.
I need to talk to Mr. Wainscote about installing my new bathroom.
Oh, he gave you his home number, did he?
Yes, he did.
I'm sorry, if this is a business call, I'll have to ask you to call the showroom tomorrow.
But he told me to call tonight.
He did?
Well, I couldn't decide between to splash out on the deluxe bathroom in olive green or the other one in purple. And Mr. Wainscote said, as soon as I made up my mind, I should call. And we could put a date in the diary.
I see. One moment, Mrs...
Mockery.
Get off the phone. It's my birthday. You are a selfish, selfish girl.
Oh, no. No, she's not.
Hello, Graham speaking. How can I help?
It's Katie. I need to talk to you.
Oh, well, miss, I'm not at my desk right now, so I can't deal with your inquiry. Sorry about that. Perhaps you should ring tomorrow. Make sure you ring the office, not this number, the office.
No,
all right?
Don't hang up. I need you.
Oh, really? Well, now, that is very interesting.
Oh, not like that. Have you seen Janet lately? My auntie Janet.
No, can't say I've seen that model of bathroom in some time. More common on the continent, I imagine.
Oh, no, she would have told me if she was going somewhere. I'm worried. I need you to go and see if she's all right.
Now then, my bathroom fitting schedule is very full.
Graham, if you don't help me, I will tell your wife that it's me on the phone.
And I will inform the fitters that we don't allow ourselves to be intimidated by crazy bathrooms.
Graham, please. Please just do this for me. I'm worried about Janet, and I can't get in touch with her. You're her friend. Don't you want to help her if she's in trouble?
Indeed, madam.
Just go round and see if she's at home, will you? Check the inside. She keeps a key
under the gnome, I know.
Under the gnome?
Ah, that sounds reasonable, madam. Thank you for your call. I'll be in touch soon.
Wait! Bugger! Don't drive off! Oh, thank God it's parked. Hello? Davina? Hello? Ooh!
Oh, Jesus!
Bloody hell!
Oh, no.
Sorry,
no.
I'm so sorry.
JJ? Is that you?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's not JJ, it's Betty.
Oh,
you're
Jesus,
fine.
Mary and Joseph.
I didn't see anything.
Betty!
You carry on.
Hang on. You won't tell anyone, will you? Please don't tell JJ.
No, absolutely not.
Oh,
pretend I was never here.
Oh, caught on flagrante. Oh, the shame. Who is it, Matty? You haven't got me glasses on.
It's just a friend.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Someone told me you were heading to your car, Davina, and I thought that I'd catch you before you went home. Hello, by the way. I don't think we've actually met. Anyway, I'll just leave you two alone.
No, you don't have to go. We were finished anyway.
We were?
Well, I was. What did you want, love?
Well, I wanted to ask you about the rotor, actually. You see, I'm on debutante's wall, so...
Oh, so you're Betty? Oh, love, I'm sorry about that. Horrible punishment. I said it was too much, but he said new broom sweeps clean, Davina. What a wanker, eh?
Who said that?
Manager Norton, of course.
Norton? But he likes me. He really likes me, like, way too much. And what am I being punished for?
Well, he caught you sneaking around the park after lights out, didn't he? During training week.
Oh, boy, I remember that night. I was in that broom closet for hours. I had to piss in a bucket.
When he told me to put you on waltzes for 2 weeks, I said, she won't last, sir, she'll quit. But he was all, no, no, it'll break her in. And I said, she's not a horse, you know. But he wouldn't listen. Could be worse, love. He gave Sonia 3 weeks in Queen Boo Boo's.
How is that worse?
Ugh, you should smell the inside of that mask. 25 years of halitosis build-up. I reckon she jumped off that float, poor cow.
So Norton caught you and Sonia that night, did he?
No, he didn't. I got away, but JJ froze. Norton caught her, not me. And when she got back that night, JJ said that Norton had let her off with a verbal warning. I should have realised that didn't make sense. My God! She pretended to be me. And then she just lied to my face, the little snake. I'm going to kill her.
Ah, no, Betty. I really don't know what's going on, but I'm sure JJ wouldn't do that.
Oh, she bloody would. This is exactly what we used to do as kids. We pretended to be each other to get the other one in trouble.
What? See? You're both as bad as each other.
Oh, no, Matty. This is so much worse. She didn't even have the balls to tell me what she did. She let me clean up vomit for weeks. That's it. I've had enough of her sneaking around, messing up people's lives. She is going to pay for this.
Oh, God.
Oh. Hello, dear. You awake?
Oh, where am I?
You're in the hospital, love.
Oh, God. What's that beeping noise?
That's someone in the next bed. They're in a much worse state than you are.
Oh.
Cup of tea?
Yeah, please.
Oh, sore head? Oh. I bet. You've got a mild concussion, dear.
What does that mean?
Confusion, dizziness, you might feel sick. Headache, of course. Here, have some paracetamol. Oh,
thanks.
You probably don't remember the fall, do you?
I don't know. I remember being on the float. I was dressed as Queen Boo Boo's. The kids were waving at me. And then...
It goes blank?
No. No, I remember. Something at my back. A shove. Then nothing.
A shove?
Yeah. It wasn't an accident. I was pushed.
Mockery Manor was written and directed by Lindsay Sharman. Sound design, editing and music, including the song you're hearing now, by Lawrence Owen. Hayley Evanett was JJ and Betty. Peter Sarabutz was Manager Norton. Lawrence Owen was Parker, Jenkins, Matty and Luke. Lindsay Sharman was JJ's mum, Auntie Janet, Davina and Sonia. Suze Kempner was Kelly. James Ducker was Walter. Georgie Gilbert was Susan and the nurse. And Jonathan Kitching was Graham. For more information about Mockery Manor, search Mockery Manor on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook, or visit longcatmedia.com.
Life is full of highs and lows, best to keep the low bits private. Life's best wrapped in ribbons and bows, that's the way to survive it. Give me your heart, love, smile and we will never be apart, love. I'll be yours forever if you don't worry when the skies are grey, cause things are absolutely, positively A-OK.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
We're the narrators of Midst.
What's Midst? It's very simple. It's a weird, surrealist, fourth wall breaking, reality bending, science fantasy space western about a small doomed planet floating in a cosmic ocean of spooky darkness.
Upon whose alien landscape an ensemble cast of characters, including a crotchety outlaw, a freakishly virtuous cultist, and a diabolical businessman, make awful decisions and fight like hell to survive when the moon falls out of the sky and a large number of terrible things happen in rapid succession.
It's exciting, it's funny, it's scary. It's got neat sound, weird music, amazing visuals, and every episode comes with bonus content you can read and examine.
Midst is performed solely by yours truly, as the three of us narrate all the action, play all of the characters, and bend a lot of the rules about how telling stories is normally supposed to work.
Midst is pretty fun, very strange, and it feels like VR for your brain.
We believe you'll enjoy it, or maybe you won't, but there's really only one way to find out. You're gonna have to listen to Midst.